Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday. Yo, happy Thursday, everybody. I got some notes from the Mooch. He's like, hey, stop talking like a mincing little fairy there. Holy shit. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. in the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, fewer holes are sucking us in out east.
Thursday, baby!
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher.
You've done downloaded us!
Or Crab Diving... .com.
Fuck you!
However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, you are receiving us. We appreciate the flinging fuck out of it.
Yay.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours.
Flinging fuck.
Probably saying some cuss words, probably talking about Shitler and all kinds of heinous stuff that's going on. Although I just think he's unraveling.
No, yes.
And I think the cracks in the foundation are finally
cracks.
Showing. Because now those jizz dollops of the GOP Senate.
A dollop is a unit of measure.
Now they're finally seeing...
For jizz.
Now they're finally seeing, well, hey, you shouldn't do that. Now that he's taking a shit on Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. My name's Patrick Vile. I don't know if we did that.
And my name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And let me fucking understand something. The only person on this planet the GOP is interested in defending is Jeff fucking Sessions.
He's one
of
them.
That's it.
They sat in the sauna and snapped towels at the Senate.
Oh, yes. Come snap it with me, baby.
Look, God. I'm wearing mine like a hood. Snap, snap. Oh, Jefferson.
I always wear mine like a hood. God, I mean, that really is disgusting. Jeff Sessions doesn't need your protection. He's the attorney general for now, at least, and he's still pretty powerful. But that's the only person the fucking GOP will defend.
Well, I saw a rumor in crazy lefty land on Twitter today, which, you know, I wouldn't say is 100% reliable, but anyway, that there's rumors going around that Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III has cut himself a deal already. Possibly with Mr. Mueller.
I done got a deal.
And that's why he's kind of staying where he is.
No, interesting. Because if he... Why? I mean, because...
Well, if that's true, I mean, I take it with... I don't necessarily believe it's true, but on the outside chance that it be, who bigger... You know, they only give deals when you're going to give them somebody bigger.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There ain't, if Jefferson Beauregard Sessions is getting a deal because he's flipping on somebody bigger,
it's got to be Shitler.
It's got to be Pence or Shitler.
Oh,
or
yeah,
both.
Pence.
That would be great if it was Pence. Meanwhile, Mueller drags down Pence, and then Jeff Bosesh takes out, he takes out Shitler.
Yeah.
Jeff Bosesh takes out Pence.
Two dicks, one cup.
Although then we're left with President Ryan.
Me? What do you mean?
No, President Paul Ryan.
Oh, yeah. If it's President Ryan, there's going to be some changes in this motherfucker.
But if that happens.
Yes.
I really think things are going to get ugly because I think there's no way many of us would stand for anything less than a new election at that point.
okay, how do we do that?
Because
Pat?
If
how do I
well,
do
well, there's
that?
No mechanism. We take to the streets and we threaten to burn the place down. The
oh shit.
Why should we accept any Republican? Because if we find out that this Russian DNA is spread over a lot of blue dresses,
if there's a dollop of Russian sperm anywhere in our government, it can't be
but
tolerated.
Especially if it's everywhere, then
gross.
What are we gonna do? In the administration, then we have to overturn the election.
Yeah,
you can't make us have to deal with Paul with President Paul Ryan.
Blech.
Or hey. If he goes down, President
oh, yes.
Orrin Hatch. Remember
right.
that.
Hey, think about it like this. You look at some election in some other country and we say, oh, well, it wasn't free and fair, so we don't recognize your ruler, who the fuck ever. I mean, we do that with other countries.
Right.
Right. So.
I like to eat.
Yeah. tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page. Come and hang out and swat some trolls. Not many, though. We had other trolls for a while, but our trollage kind of went down.
But I think they were bots.
And we always called them out, too. So I think that's what
frustrated
many of them. We
didn't take shit from these guys.
Yeah, we were onto that shit early. We talked about it on the show.
Right, right.
How all of a sudden these Bernie bros were oddly anti-Hillary.
Listen, if you're a fucking troll, come at us. See, you want a piece of us? We'll give you a piece, motherfucker.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, then you can go to Amazon, make Jeff Bezos solidify his place as the world's richest man. Now
oh,
that he's
yes.
taken that spot.
Congratulations.
And we get a little taste, a little nibble. Go to crabdiving.com.
Yummy.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you get, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hey, we get fucking paid, and that's what matters. That's why we're doing this. I'm just kidding.
It's
hyperbole, okay?
It's a lovely day.
Hello.
Kind of. It's an odd day here in No Flow. And
what is that? No Flow?
Northern Florida.
Holy shit. Did you make that up, or
I'm
did you
sure
hear that
I didn't.
From some fucking redneck?
I haven't heard that, but I'm also pretty sure I didn't make it up.
Listen,
I mean, it
don't
in my own little brain
yes.
I made it up, but I can't I'm sure claim
don't do
originality.
That in public. You can do that here.
What, No Flow?
You don't know. See, these are rednecks. These are Floridian rednecks. Everyone has a gun. You don't know why someone will shoot someone else. Maybe you said No Flow, and they're like, "Fuck you." Bam, 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 bam. Two in the head, one in the chest, hippie. Don't wear those Crocs out.
Holy. I don't.
Well, I do. I don't care.
Crocs don't leave the crab diving compound.
Without socks.
You wear them in socks.
Yeah, I did in L.A. I didn't care. Fuck you, douchebags. What do you got?
And
what's so special about you, fuckface?
Here you're just blending in.
Oh, yes. I'm camouflaged.
Let's see what's going on the headlines this lovely Thursday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
Deep! Deep in my bunker.
In Pensacola, Florida.
No Flow.
Dateline, July 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
Shut those typewriters off, guys. Quit typing, okay? We get it. Okay, thank you. God damn.
The headline, GOP senators tell the House... Save us from our vote.
What does that fucking mean?
I think...
I'm tired of the GOP. They're garbage. They are a garbage racist party.
So they may be passing something heinous, and then they're gonna blame the House.
Oh, okay.
A vote on legislation to repeal the Affordable Care Act is supposed to take place soon.
Yes.
Several senators have concerns about the process. This is from the HuffPo again. Senate leaders have said they view a skinny repeal of Obama.
I'm sorry. I'm so Senate tired leaders, of that term, man.
Senate leaders have said they view a skinny repeal of Obamacare mainly as a placeholder.
Explain that to me. What is this skinny thing? What the fuck?
Well, they started carving things off to make each side happy, either skinny. The right wing, horrible wing, who think, nope, yes, let them all die.
Oh, yes.
Or the, quote, moderates, who are like, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe,
not all of them.
Maybe we should care about people, a little sea hair.
Not all of them. We're not going to make all of them die. Just some of them. Look, it's called skinny health care.
Once the Senate passes this legislation, they're saying, well, they can meet with House leaders in a conference committee then to work out a real compromise.
Oh, yes. Here, let me take out my penis.
That both chambers can pass, but they're not...
They're not going to do that.
They're not talking about any kind of bipartisanship. That's bicameral.
Bi.
It's not bipartisan. That just means we're going to meet with the Republicans of the House and work on something that makes us all happy.
Right.
And fuck the Democrats when... half of them have been saying, you know, let's start the process over, include the Democrats,
yes,
maybe get something that we're not going to keep sticking knives into, ooh, each other over,
yes,
that might actually help people.
Oh, yeah.
What a thought, huh?
But that's the GOP is not going to be associated with anything like that, dude. I mean, so you're telling me all these Republicans that have had all this time to come up with something reasonable, they haven't even done anything remotely productive. So why do we think that they're going to get together and all of a sudden come up with a shit ton of brilliant ideas?
Right.
What precedent do we have to believe that? They're garbage.
And in fact, the apparently some of the senators in the House.
Yes.
Some of the less insane, I guess, you know, yeah. McCain, Lindsey Graham.
Fuck McCain, man. Fuck him.
Even Ron Johnson,
right,
ugh, from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Is he getting good is he getting good treatment for that brain tumor, John? I'm just wondering.
Oh,
John McCain,
yeah.
Is he? Okay, good.
On,
good, Johnny.
On our dollar.
Congratulations.
But now there's some senators who are worried that the House might fuck everybody.
Ooh.
And just pass what they send them.
Oh, okay.
No conference.
What?
Oh, thanks, guys. We'll pass this.
What the fuck?
Screwing the people over. Senator John McCain said he's very worried about that. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin said he was shocked over the idea. Say what? Come again? He said when a reporter asked him about it.
God.
Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota.
Rounds.
San Diego, SD. That's what happens when you live in L.A. SD is San Diego to you.
And San Diego is also not a state, right? That's
correct.
A city, okay?
Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Republican.
Boy, fuck you.
Asked for a guarantee from the House that the skinny bill won't be passed without a conference. He's like, hey, make sure if we send this to you that you don't just fucking pass it. We want a guarantee.
They want to trust them.
They can't even trust each other.
Cheating, lying Republicans, all of a sudden they think they need to trust each other and they're all verklempt over it. Verklempt.
Lindsey Graham's kind of saying the same thing, that he would vote for the skinny bill.
Skinny.
I like a little beef on it.
I want the skinny bill. I'm a skinny bitch.
I'm only voting for the skinny bill so it could advance to conference committee within the House.
This calling it skinny just sounds so like, why does it sound douchey? Because it is skinny. Skinny healthcare, motherfucker.
There was a little while earlier, the headline over to the HuffPo.
If they
was, I believe, a bunch of the poobahs of the insurance companies.
Ooh, yes.
Have been like, don't do this.
They don't like the skinny bitch.
Don't do this.
Why?
And there was one. I think it wasn't even, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield is nonprofit.
Okay.
So that's why they're slightly less evil.
Yes.
But, you know, the rest of them are for-profit insurance companies. And Aetna.
Yes.
is
for profit.
I believe for profit, and I think it was the poobah of Aetna Insurance. I saw the other day said maybe we should think about single payer.
Right.
Oh shit.
Maybe we should think about single payer.
Yeah. Now, damn. In other countries, there's that's hybrids awesome. That aren't like just universal government health care. There are hybrids of private and single payer that include the insurance companies.
So okay.
Basically, the insurance companies would be folded into the government. The government would purchase the insurance from the insurance companies or something like that. I don't know why we even fucking need them. Let's put everybody on Medicare and make the government the insurance company.
Hell yeah, man. Well... why don't we do that? That's a great idea. That
the nonprofit government. Yeah. Because there's greedy people who are going to corrupt it. I mean, this is where I agree.
We got to get rid of those greedy people.
That's where I agree with the Republicans and the assholes that are like small government. I don't necessarily say small government, clean government.
Oh, okay.
But it's also corrupt.
How do we get that?
Well, there you go.
I know
how. You need massive oversight.
Massive.
Create jobs.
Yes.
Have everybody watching everybody.
Yes.
And full transparency.
What about bots? I'm not kidding.
There should be no freedom of information request.
We should just get it.
Give it to us, you asshole.
Government, yeah. You dick fucks.
Right.
And by the way, let's put body cams on all these cunts. All of them. I'm serious.
I wouldn't mind cameras in a lot of meetings and shit. I don't see why you're meeting on the government's dime.
I want to know what you're saying.
Why do you have to meet in private? I mean, some, you know, negotiations, I guess you would have to.
Fuck that.
Then you need to tell us why.
Yes. Why are you turning off that body cam?
Yeah, I need a meeting. I need the cameras off. Why?
National security reasons, maybe. Shit like that.
Exactly.
But if you're Tom Cotton ding-donging around the fucking house,
meeting with the pork belly king.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants you to pass some heinous legislation? I want a record of that.
I want to watch the lobbyists sucking you off.
I want to know what you promise him.
Yes.
And vice versa.
Right. We should
more
know.
More importantly, vice versa.
We got to get rid of all these dirty fucknuts.
But then I'm all for a huge government.
Huge.
Look at all the jobs you can create.
Hell and dude.
Especially in healthcare, there just needs to not be for profit.
What is the point?
Education also.
Yes.
No. I mean, you can have private schools. But you're not getting a shekel.
You ain't getting a dime
of my tax money.
Well, wait a second. I don't know. I mean, if we require kids to get an education, being in this country, maybe we shouldn't allow that shit. Maybe education should all be equal. Why if you have more money, should your child's education be more than, say, somebody else's kids who's poor? Fuck that. Why do we need these private schools anyway? And then I don't know if somebody's
not. But if you make the public education free, if you make Harvard free,
yes.
Well, Harvard's private. If you make the universities free, there's a lot of great schools out there.
But what if, here's an idea. If we did this.
I went out of state in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And at the time I thought I paid a lot, but now it wouldn't even cover half a semester.
Yeah. What about this, though?
It wasn't that long ago.
Right. Shit, man. What about this? This guaranteed minimum salary you get when you start when you're 18. What if we just get rid of fucking college? Nobody needs to go to school and learn anything anymore because we're all getting paid.
I think you should have the opportunity.
Read a book.
For a higher education.
Yeah,
we need.
Read a book.
Yeah, but we need.
For what? We get that minimum salary.
People need to be taught shit. There's different types of learners.
Well, here's what we do. If you're really smart, you get put into a program.
If you get a brain hemorrhage, do you want me to read a book and cut it open for you? Cut your head open for you?
No. I'm wanting to have doctors, and I'm going to have people that have to do necessary things because I'll know who those people will be from all the IQ tests that I will be doing.
Business degrees are bullshit.
None of that. None of that shit.
Somebody the other day was like, I got an MBA. I'm like, oh, okay.
Hey, and listen, if you're good at playing the pan flute, I might require you to do that because I like to listen to music. If I'm in charge, I'm going to make people do their talents
forced pan flute.
Yeah. Hey, play some Jethro Tull, dickhead.
There's
I
an
like
old
that
saying in whoops. Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee. This says, fool me once. Shame on you. You fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Remember when we just had a regular stupid president?
Yeah, who lied us into a war.
Yeah.
Who fucked us with the Gulf oil spill. Who didn't do what he should have done during Katrina.
And let's all recall what party.
Yeah, the GOP. It's always the GOP.
Let's never forget this.
If you're in the GOP and you're listening to me, why is it always you? Why? You were Watergate, right? They were Watergate. Why is it always you, dickheads? Why do you always suck? I know the Democrats have had their moments of suckage, but fucking Jesus fucking Christ, you guys suck. The war on drugs? That's you, motherfuckers.
Apparently, breaking
Fuck
news.
You.
Breaking news. Apparently, Senators Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and Ron Johnson are holding a news conference on health care in a few minutes. So,
oh, boy.
We'll keep our eyes on the news. They might be saying, fuck it, we're not going to vote for anything. John McCain has said he wants it to go to regular order, which means it'll be months, like it should be.
But why did John McCain vote
for
it?
Well, exactly.
Why?
He figured it was a win-win.
For who?
He could tell his dummies
that
he voted to have the debate.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. So he gets to satisfy his stupid, fucking, putrid, vile, goddamn idiot GOP base, but at the same time, maybe not fuck as many people. Just some people.
Right.
Great. God, fuck you and your fucking brain tumor. Honestly, I hope you do well. I hope you recover, and I'm sure you will because you have great fucking health care.
Right.
And suck a dick, Steve Scalise. Congrats on recovering from being shot with the very gun you helped keep on the fucking streets, you fucking hypocrites. Both of you, dicks all around, baby.
Suck a dick. Not that there's anything wrong with
that. No, there's nothing. In fact, if you enjoy dicks, you shouldn't get to suck any.
Oh.
Right.
I'll filibuster that shit.
I'm filibustering it.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that some senators from the GOP are hoping that I don't know. Are they're assuming that the
Thuman.
They're going to trust the House to not pass, which is terrifying to me.
You're going to trust the GOP to do something in the interest of the country or just to do whatever they said they would do.
Well, and yeah, what's frightening is because so many of these dummies in the House just want a W.
They don't give a fuck.
They want to go home and say, we repealed Obamacare. Woohoo! Let's all rub our asses with pictures of Obama.
Right. Oh, yeah. Her emails and all that shit. Please. Fuck everyone. Oh, God. You guys, GOP are the vilest, grossest pieces of fucking shit garbage ever.
Not a great herd
no.
anymore.
And by the way, I'm supposed to feel bad that Jeff Sessions is getting fucked up the ass by Schittler?
Well, that's Schadenfreude.
Oh, yes.
It's great.
Trump, fuck him harder.
Both of them.
Fuck him harder!
Hyperbole! I tweeted out something like, the only ray of sunshine in all of this is really... Just think about how miserable Trump is.
Oh, yes. Oh, he's got to be sad.
It's great. I mean, every time he takes to the Twitter, you know, it's just boiled over and he's just enraged and losing his mind.
Is that what it is?
Not everybody loves him. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
You don't think that's
so unhappy and so pissed that he did this.
That's not.
He wanted to be on The Apprentice again.
Oh, yes.
And he was hoping that he would do well enough that his ratings would go up and that he'd get a better deal on The Apprentice. And then he started winning.
Yeah.
And then Bannon.
He didn't want that.
Bannon smelled blood in the water.
Right.
And like a remora attached himself.
Have you ever seen one of those remora? A remora or an amora? Remora?
Remora?
Have you seen a remora move around in the water? Graceful creatures, really. Have you seen Steve Bannon? He looks like an inverted asshole.
Seen a remora move around the water. I've seen him attached to sharks.
Yeah. How do you think they get on those sharks, though?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they...
You think Bannon's got suckers?
Get the shark drunk.
Oh, yeah. That's a GOP move. I'm going to get you drunk, and then when you're not expecting it, I'm going to get on top of you and suck you with my suckers.
Cosby up the shark and...
Sure.
Give him an acting lesson.
Oh, yes. God. You know, how irritating. Bill Cosby would give someone an acting lesson. Now, sure, his IMDb is, I guess, impressive. Maybe he knows how to act.
He was a decent actor. He was in that show he was on in the 50s was serious, right?
What was that?
I forgot.
Fat Albert?
That show. No, he was on a spy show or something like that, right? The health insurance industry's most influential trade group sent Congress a blistering letter.
Blistering!
We've sent you a blistering letter.
A missive?
Filled with syphilis.
You think Bill Cosby one day was sitting
syphilis?
Around.
You get blisters from syphilis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. It's a syphilis blister. You think Bill Cosby's sitting around the green room, one of his stupid shows he was in the 50s, like, you know what? I don't want to just be an actor. I want to be an actor and a rapist. I'm going to see if I can make that happen. What a fuck face.
The trade group sent this blistering letter warning Congress the so-called skinny health care bill that they're cobbling together could wreak havoc on insurance markets.
Yay! Isn't that what they want? They just want to make the world shitty.
The main idea of the new GOP proposal, which still has not yet been made public.
Fuck you!
And may not even exist.
We don't even know what it is!
It might not exist.
That's right!
The Democrats were like, wait a second. Why should we vote on amendments for something that doesn't exist, for a bill that we haven't seen, that we don't even know what it is?
You've had 8 years to come up with something brilliant, and there's a possibility that you didn't even come up with anything. Literally nothing.
In Thursday's letter, America's health insurance plans predicted that the GOP bill would, quote, eliminate the individual coverage requirement by itself. Eliminating the coverage by itself will likely result in fewer people covered and a deterioration of the risk pool, which will increase premiums.
Oh, okay.
So you get rid of the mandate. People are like, well, I'm not buying insurance anymore. And the risk pool goes away. And then the premiums go up. Thanks, Republicans.
Oh, wow. What a great fucking plan. It's as if they should almost just... I mean, if they wanted to, if they were sane, could they say, you know what, this healthcare thing, this is not for us. We can't figure this out. In fact, we don't even have anything written down on paper. Let's just walk away from this and work on fucking something else up. Could they do that?
I think Mitch the bitch is he completed a Hail Mary before with the whole SCOTUS thing, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
By, in my view, minimally, unethically, possibly illegally preventing the sitting president from one of his commissioned duties of being able to fill a Supreme Court
seat. At the very least, the majority leader of the Senate is unethical in our country. In our fucking country. Are you fucking kidding me?
And
my God, are we some shit bag, you know, axis of evil country now?
Yeah.
I mean, none of our leaders are ethical. It really is. We're in a banana motherfucking republic.
The CBO decided, took a look at this, what they guessed would be the skinny plan, I guess, and decided that premiums on the whole would rise 20%.
Perfect.
The number of people with insurance would decline 16 million.
Yay!
In some cases, because they would no longer be able to afford the new insurance.
That's great. That's perfect. That's serving the people.
The Republicans are saying, no, 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 these are only the people that don't. They're going to opt out of having insurance. Like, is their right? They're not having a black guy hold a gun to their head and force him to buy insurance.
I understand. The opt out. Oh, okay. Do you know what I'm going to opt out of owning a mansion right on the water. I'm going to opt out of that. I already have. I'm going to opt out of buying a Porsche.
Except when it rains really hard here. Sometimes it seems right. Like
I'm going to opt out of copulating with Christie Brinkley.
Sure.
Things that aren't happening. You know what I mean? Opt out. Opt out of something you can't afford.
Right.
You don't need to opt out of it, dumbasses.
And then that bullshit about pre-existing conditions. Well, we're going to still force insurers to have some kind of coverage, but you're not going to keep them from raising the premiums too high. So they're talking about high-risk pools again, which have shown not to work. What that basically means is pre-existing condition, great. It's $5,000 a month, thanks.
Oh, we'll cover it if you give us $5,000. Yeah.
Thanks. Well, hey, they have access.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Listen to those slime balls, the verbiage right. they use. They'll have access to care. Well, you know, I have access to go buy a Maserati.
I have access to walk down to ABC Studios with my headshot and give it to a producer and say, I want to be on a fucking sitcom. It's the same fucking thing.
Yes.
This is infuriating. This is bullshit. What are the... Hey, you fat cat... Fuckface, GOP, dick mouths. When all the shit hits the fan and it's all French Revolution style bullshit and everybody's heads are on a pike, what are you going to be thinking when the guillotine's coming down?
Maybe we should have been such fuck nuts. Maybe.
Fuck off.
I kind of have to sneeze.
Oh, God bless you. Everybody, tweet at Vile Experience of God bless you. He's sneezing.
There it is.
Yes.
Oh, shut up. Shut the you shut the fuck up, too.
Okay.
Thanks, Lily.
Don't
cuss, Willow.
Don't cuss, Willow.
Fuck off, Willow. Which one was on Dancing with the Stars? Is that Willow?
No, that was the other one.
The real... That hag who's all fucking homophobic and shit. Sarah Palin's daughter.
Well,
Bristol.
Yeah, and wasn't she... She came out... with an opinion about something, and then the world reminded her
she has 18 kids.
She's got two kids from two different baby daddies and was unmarried both times.
Oh,
which who cares?
Right.
Except if you're the Palins who think they're above everybody, Republicans who think they're family values and that gay people are immoral.
Yes.
And that Christian values should be followed.
Right.
Yet Bristol, that's the one.
Yeah.
Bristol's spitting out bastard children like
Gatling
a pea shooter.
Pea shooter.
Which is fine. I hate the term bastard children. I'm trying to be
whatever. Listen.
Funny. But I don't care. I don't care if people are married. I think marriage is weird.
Yeah, I think it's fucked up.
I think it's ultimately unfair.
Yes.
Why do I have to pay more taxes? Because I never got married.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Can you marry Kate? Yeah, that's a good fucking point.
Why did two people who got married get a tax break?
I don't know. Because they want to make...
Taint fair.
No, they taint. Listen, they want to make... We want to have more people on the planet.
That's
so
bullshit.
We have less...
That's not a prerequisite to marriage, because what about 270-year-olds? You can't get married.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Because you're
barren.
Your vagina's barren.
Your dick is infertile.
No, the dicks still work.
Oh, yeah. By the way, don't poo-poo the Palins. They're very classy. Remember that party they went to and they rolled up somewhere in a limousine?
And Twunt Palin or whatever the fuck his name is.
He got in a fight.
Ripped his shirt.
God,
hold my shirt.
Hold my shirt.
God. Trash. Oh, I mean, that's what has taken over America.
Oh, yes.
And their votes are 30 times more important than ours. Thank you, slave owners. Thank you, slave owner appeasing founding fathers for the Electoral College.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for that. That's where the Electoral College came from, right? They had slaves.
Because the South was like, well, we got all this land and all these Negroes. We don't want nobody telling us what to do. I don't want no northerners in the cities telling me how to whip my Negroes.
Don't judge me for owning people. Oh, God. Eat a dick, you fucking GOP fucknuts.
There you go. You're very truculent today.
Fuck you, Jeff Sessions. I know everything. I just can't, like, I'm truculent. I just can't deal with these guys. They're just garbage. And Jeff Sessions said he was sort of hurt, kind of hurt by what Trump is doing. He thought it was kind of hurtful.
I think he hurt my feelings.
Meanwhile, he wants to do this assetcher. What was it? Say that.
Asset forfeiture.
Asset forfeiture. Fuck you.
Shortened to assetcher.
Assetcher. I'm assetcher. I'm gonna assetcher you. Come here.
It is exhausting what's been going on.
How do we have an AG? His middle name is Beauregard. Beauregard!
I think it's a great dog name.
Oh, yeah. You don't think I knew a dog, I mean, I knew the dog.
Especially if the dog hates black people.
I was friends with a dog. I was friends with a Jack Russell Terrier named Beauregard. Oh. A long-haired, not a short-haired like Kay.
Well, there you go. Long-haired hippie.
You know that dog? That these Jack Russell Terriers are very smart.
Yeah.
This dog had 40 toys. And if you told him, go get Pinky Winky, he would pick out Pinky Winky,
but he
knew all the different toys, all 40. How do you do
They're smart little
fucking
creatures.
Dog, man.
Lindsey Graham opined today, voicing support. He's kind of the first one. Everyone's been saying, look, some of you Republicans got to have have the stones or the
stone
ovaries to
right
fucking step up and say this is right. some bullshit.
Yes,
this president needs to step back or he's going to be gone.
Doesn't it seem like Lindsey Graham purely exists in some fucked up Tennessee Williams play? And he just seems like he's Blanche. Is he Blanche? Who is he?
I don't know who Lindsey would be.
No, he's
not the gentleman caller.
He's Blanche. Yes.
Here is Lindsey Graham speaking somewhere in the halls of Senate over, you know, this bullshit, how Trump is the rumor that Trump is thinking of a firing sessions and then appointing a new AG during the Senate break, thereby skirting the process. And cheating.
Yes.
So, of course, Trump is thinking about it.
Oh, perfect.
Here's Lindsey Graham drawing the line in the sand.
Is he holding a drink with his pinky extended?
No, he's working.
Oh, fuck that.
He's on pills.
I'm working. He's probably on Xanax. I need another Xanax.
I'm 100% behind Jeff Sessions.
Ooh.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Purdy.
Ooh, yes. Fire up the webcam. Who tops who? Who bottoms for who? Who tops who? Discuss.
I'm 100% behind Jeff Sessions, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
Sessions got those ears you could grab.
It sounds like Sessions bottoms for Graham.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He's 100% behind the guy.
Sessions is huge.
Is he really?
He can wrap it around.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee sent a pretty chilling tweet yesterday.
Okay, what they're talking about is Grassley sent out a tweet after these rumors came out that Trump is thinking about this interim appointment.
Yes.
And Grassley tweeted, I don't have it in front of me, but it's something to the effect of the schedule for the Judiciary Committee. They're the guys who put through the papers to then they have to talk to them first. They approve the president's choice.
Yes.
Then it goes to the full Senate. So
right.
It has to go through the Judiciary Committee first. And Grassley tweeted, the schedule's set. We're doing this first. Then we're doing this second.
Right.
AG, no way.
Fuck that. Yes.
So no, we're not. So there you go, President. You're not getting a new. We're not approving anybody. But then if he does it in interim. If he puts it in interim, he doesn't have to. He can be acting until the next official session of Congress convenes at the end of the year.
Rosenstein would be the guy, though, right? If they got rid of...
No.
If they got rid of the AG.
No, it's whoever Trump decides.
So
he doesn't have to put Rosenstein in that spot.
So it doesn't fucking matter. He can still have an interim guy. Mm-hmm. He can still fire Sessions... He can still
unless
just not have an AG. So
unless
what?
The Democrats are right in that that parliamentary shenaniganry that they can keep
right
even from the minority in the Senate, they can keep the doors open and the dildos lubed.
We've got all these dildos. They're lubed up. You got to have the door open.
They keep the
why.
They keep the Senate going even
right.
during the interim, so they never officially go on break, and therefore he could not have a recess appointment if there ain't no technical recess, which is what Mitch McConnell did to the black guy. to make sure he couldn't sneak any judges in there or anything.
Obama was black.
I heard.
Okay.
So, but interestingly, it could be a win-win for the scumballs of the Senate. Because technically, Mitch McConnell could maybe change the rules.
Oh, great.
And scuttle Fuck that it. And force a recess. But the way for them to save face and still rebuke Trump and not let him get rid of their friend Jeff Bosash.
Oh, yes.
Is to let the Democrats do it.
Let them do what?
Let them do their shenaniganry to prevent the recess from starting.
Oh, okay. I see.
Even if they might be able to scuttle it, they just let it happen, and they stealthily then fuck Trump.
Can I understand something?
And to their base, they could say, yes. Hey, look at the Democrats did it. We don't know what you're talking
the
about.
The base and the shaft. Listen, are you telling me that we're trying to protect Jeff Bosash from getting fired?
Well, you know, it makes strange bedfellows.
Gross, man.
I don't think we're...
I'm going to throw up in my bed.
I don't think we're necessarily...
We got to protect Jeff Bosash at all costs. He's a tremendous racist garbage shitbag.
Here's some more Lindsay.
There will be no confirmation hearing for a new attorney general in 2017. If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay. Any effort to go after Mueller could be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency, unless Mueller did something wrong. This is not just a diversion. This is unnerving. It's unfair to Jeff Sessions. He's a good man who deserves better. And some of the suggestions the president is making go way beyond what's acceptable in a rule of law nation. So I hope the president will get good counsel and advice and focus on what he got elected to do, which is change the culture in Washington.
He's going to get good advice from what? An attorney that runs around reminding everybody, I got big steel balls, baby.
Right. I mean, he's even hired deplorables.
Is Steve Bannon the Nazi fuck has a wet dream of seeing the planet go up in flames so we can reset? Is that guy going to give him good advice? Is shitbag son going to give him advice? The one that shoots drugged up lions in Africa?
It's gross.
What are you looking at?
I don't know. For some reason.
By the way, when Lindsey Graham said Jeff Sessions was a good man, you could almost. I'll be surprised if the microphones didn't pick up your eye roll.
Mooch apparently called
Mooch the Cooch.
Ryan Lizza over at the New Yorker.
Yes.
And the headline. I believe there was no. This is off the record.
Okay. And how do we know it?
It says, Anthony Scaramucci called me to unload about White House leakers, Reince Priebus, and Steve Bannon.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. The Nazis in the doghouse.
Is he? Maybe. I don't. That'll be interesting.
God, who likes Scary Coochie in there? Just Trump, right? Scary
Ivanka
Coochie.
Ivanka and Jared are okay, into Scary
like
Coochie.
Guy. Okay.
That's why. And Bannon was against him. Yeah. That's why Scaramucci doesn't like him.
Right.
Because Bannon was against him.
Wow, what a pit of vipers in the Oval.
But then, was it Sarah Huckabee today that said, they asked about this little snit between Scaramucci and Reince Priebus, which is ridiculous. Last night, Scaramucci tweeted out something like, my financial disclosure was leaked, which is a felony. And I'm asking the FBI and God himself, not really, the FBI and the Attorney General.
Yes.
To investigate, I forget, hashtag something, and then at Reince Priebus.
Oh, shit.
And everybody fucking knew that he was pointing at Reince Priebus like, I know you're the leaker.
Do you think that's
then
true?
Then he came out and was like, I was just adding Reince at the end. Like, Reince, you need to go look at that too. But then this morning he had an interview where he said his relationship with Reince, well, I said we were like brothers, but you know, sometimes brothers can be like Cain and Abel.
Oh, yeah.
Cain and Abel.
Isn't that the most famous murder ever?
Cain, well, the first, it's the murder, first murder ever. Cain killed Abel.
Which one are you, dickhead? Really?
Please,
which one
please
are you?
Clap.
Please clap.
Please clap.
It's so crazy. The Scaramucci guy is batshit. It's awesome.
Jeb.
It really is awesome. So this guy says, I'm reading from the New Yorker. This is Ryan Lizza. Wednesday night, I received a call from Anthony Scaramucci, the new White House communications director. He wasn't happy. Earlier in the night, I had tweeted, citing a senior White House official, that Scaramucci was having dinner at the White House with Trump, the First Lady, Hannity.
Oh, my God.
And former Fox News executive Bill Shine, the guy that got fired for sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's hanging out with a little...
What a cuddle bear. Let's look at that dinner. Hannity.
Yeah.
Bill Shine.
God.
Blah. Scaramucci.
Yeah.
Who Melania, else was there? I'm sure Melania is thrilled to be there. I hope she's getting a bonus.
Oh, yeah.
For having to sit through that shit.
They're going to say a boner.
It says... It was an interesting... No, she's not Michelle Obama. It was an interesting group. It raised some questions. Was Trump getting strategic advice from Hannity? Was he considering hiring Shine?
Oh,
but
yes.
But Scaramucci had his own question for me. Quote, who leaked that to you? He asked. I said I couldn't give him that information. He responded by threatening to fire the entire White House communications staff.
No shit.
What I'm going to do is... I will eliminate everyone in the comms team and we'll start over. I laughed, not sure if he really believed that such a threat would convince a journalist to reveal a source. He was saying, I'll kill everybody over here. I'll kill the whole staff if you don't tell me which one.
But why does that guy give a fuck?
He doesn't. He just pointed that out. Why would
I don't care.
Fire
but,
everybody.
You know, how do people in the Trump administration fire anyone? I mean, can they barely get people to work for them anyway?
He said, I asked these guys not to leak anything and they can't help themselves. You're an American citizen. This is a major catastrophe for the American country. So I'm asking you as an American patriot to give me a sense of who leaked it.
He's badgering the press for their sources. That is inherently un-American, isn't it? You can't go to a fucking journalist and say, give me your sources because I want to go get them. What the
fuck?
Well,
and like many are pointing out on the telly,
and
et cetera, that
fuck you.
These leaks they leaked who had dinner. This is not leak. This is not criminal at all.
Right.
It's not classified information that Melania and Hannity were passing the butter to each other.
Right. Were they hanging out? Are they friends?
Well, he was part of the dinner.
Jeez.
So
Hannity.
It's not illegal. But he's just losing his mind. And there hasn't been any that have been illegal, one could argue.
Yes.
Leaking about shenaniganry and backstabbing and the way these assholes talk about each other and knife each other in the back and are destroying each other.
They're not leaking classified information.
It's not illegal.
It's just untoward.
Whoever is awesome enough to see this shit going on.
Oh, yes.
I have a theory.
Right.
Melania.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be great if it was Melania?
Yes, that would be amazing.
Leaking all this?
That's her, you know, that's actually her campaign against cyberbullying. She's going
against her own asshole
against
husband.
The ultimate cyberbully.
And that once he gets convicted, we find out she's deep throat.
Do you think she's dirty?
With him, you
is she dirty?
Don't have to deep throat. Yeah.
Is she dirty in this? Do you think? Do you think she got her hands dirty with Russia? Well, wait.
No,
wait, why?
I mean, well,
why do you assume? Why do you?
I don't think he talks to her.
She
I don't think she's involved at all.
Hangs out. Doesn't she hang out with Putin's wife? And they're all buds.
Well, you know.
Dude, there is no reason to assume anybody.
She's saying next to Putin.
Right. And that family ain't dirty.
When Don was making eyeballs.
You're just assuming she's not dirty because we don't know.
That's true.
She could be up to some bad shit.
I think it would be great, though, if she was the leaker. And
oh, that would be titties. That would be wonderful.
Melania, I can't believe you did this to me.
She hates you, dickhead. She hates fucking you. You make her miserable. You're a rapey dickhead. How could she not do this to you?
And how great is it that these assholes are so... I mean, it's horrible. I said earlier offline, if this were a different country, we would be laughing our asses off at this clown show of a banana republic.
It's nuts.
And Moochie and just all of this shit is just such a shit show.
Oh, yeah.
It would be fascinating. Like Duterte, and it's terrifying what he does, but from the other side of the world, it's fascinating to watch what a crazy little shit tater he is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, dude.
And
shit tater. And you're a shit tater, boy.
But now we've got one. And an enabling ruling party.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to care, as long as they can maybe fuck poor people and give their rich cronies more tax breaks.
And the many people in this country don't even acknowledge it. They don't even acknowledge that a strong man's in charge. Who's leaning on the press? Who's leaning on legislators?
Well, they're also, I mean, shame on them for only watching certain media, but
absolutely,
they're also being fed propaganda, mis and disinformation,
yes,
from the fucking crazy right.
Hey, if you want to know what's up, you listen to Crab Diving Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 Pacific, 4 to 6 Central. We know what's up. Just listen to our show. Tune all the other noise out. The other, it's all bullshit. Just listen to our show.
It's all bullshit.
This is nuts. So, the rest of the planet, they recognize that we're a banana republic, right?
Continuing, over at the New Yorker.
Skimming.
Now he wanted to know whom I'd been talking to about dinner with the president. Scaramucci, who initiated the call,
yes,
did not ask for the conversation to be off the record or on background.
Oh,
fair
shit.
Game, motherfucker.
That's right, baby. I'm gonna light you up.
Oh God, is an assistant to the president? He asked. I again told him I couldn't say. Okay, I'm gonna fire every one of them. And then you haven't protected anybody, so the entire place will be fired over the next 2 weeks. Listen to those tactics. Listen to that sad little man threatening to fire the entire communications department to manipulate a journalist into revealing his source. What a sad little cowardly pissant.
Think about what that means. That means people that didn't do anything, that didn't leak, they're all going to lose their fucking jobs.
It's on you.
By the way,
he's not going to do shit.
And if you did, if they fired them, having this on the record, could the people fire for being
sue for wrongful termination?
Yeah, this is bananas. Well, what the fuck kind of country are we living in? A loony one.
The reporter said, I asked him why it was so important for the dinner to be kept secret.
Yeah. Yes. Fuck yes.
I've asked people not to leak things for a period of time, and they give me a honeymoon period. They wouldn't do it.
That doesn't even make any sense.
He was getting more and more worked up, and he eventually convinced himself that Priebus was my source.
He had a one-way conversation with this guy and talked himself into thinking Rance Priebus was the guy.
Quote, they'll all be fired by me. I fired one guy the other day. I have 3 or 4 people I'll fire tomorrow. I'll get to the person who leaked that to you, Reince Priebus. If you want to leak something, he'll be asked to resign very shortly.
Oh, my God. So they're going to fire Reince.
The issue, he said, was that he believed Reince was worried that he wasn't invited to the dinner. Which is absolutely possible. I mean, we're not defending Reince Priebus here
and saying
he wasn't the leak. I care less if he was. Listen to this. It really sounds like an episode of The Sopranos.
It is fucking bananas. It's loony.
The shit pranos.
I mean, it's totally fucking nuts. I mean, and this is just a window. God, think about this, dude. This is a window. This is just a peek into what's going on just below the fucking surface.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Because Mooch, in one of his interviews today, said, no, we're from, we're the president and I are from New York. We don't stab people in the back. We stab them right in the front.
He said that.
Yeah. And I'm like, how about no stabbing? How about zero stabbation happening? That's kind of what I'm looking for. The group that is governing what's going on in my country.
Wow, you hippie liberal. You're telling me in your ideal government, nobody's stabbing anybody to death?
Right.
Jeez.
How about getting some shit done instead of worrying, slithering around the office, seeing what you can get on somebody else so you can shiv them?
Hey, Mooch, do you have anything to say about policy? Or are you just talking about these leakers, dickhead?
Whatever Trump says.
No, yeah, he doesn't give a shit. Do you think the Mooch is loyal to the country or to Schittler?
Oh, my God. Priebus was worried that he hadn't been invited. Quote.
Yes.
Reince is a fucking paranoid schizophrenic. A paranoiac.
Is he really?
Bill Shine's coming in. Let me leak the fucking thing and I'll see if I can cockblock these people the way I cockblock Scaramucci for 6 months.
Who's saying cockblock?
Scaramucci is pretending to be Priebus, venting to this reporter.
He said the word cockblock
twice.
It's cockblock.
Is hyphenated.
It's hyphenated. So is that one word or two with a hyphenation?
Two hyphenated. Here in the New Yorker.
He said cockblock.
Let me leak the fucking thing and see if I can cockblock these people the way I cockblocked Scaramucci for 6 months. Oh, so he's butthurt.
Yes.
That Priebus was like, this guy shouldn't be our comms director.
He's nuts. He's bananas. Hey, you know who he is? I think the character's name was Mikey in The Sopranos. He was Junior's second in command, who eventually got shot to death. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
yes.
Too late.
But you know what I'm talking about, Mikey? Yeah. I think
Spoiler alert comes before he got shot to death.
Oh, there's a great scene, too, where Tony beat up Mikey with a staple gun. I think he just stapled him in the chest. The shit ton, he leaned into the car he was sitting in.
I remember that, yeah.
One time, Tony said to Mikey, he's like, hey, Mikey, how's the boy? And then Mikey says to Tony, what boy is that, Tony? The one you fucking. I don't know why. It's funny to me. How's the boy? The boy you fucking. That's who Scaramucci sounds like.
All of Trump and Scaramucci. That's why Trump's got a little Schweizen for him.
I have a Stephen Schweizen for Scaramucci. Nine.
This is amazing. So then Mooch says...
Mooch.
That's what they call him. He embraces that.
Mooch.
The Mooch.
God, what a trashy country we live in.
Then, to add to this, this moron, if you don't already know,
yes,
he was pissed off about a Politico report about his financial disclosure form.
Okay.
Which is publicly available. It's a disclosure form. This is one of the things that we actually don't need a Freedom of Information Act for. You can go online. One guy tweeted last night I saw.
Yes.
The guy's like, hey, look, here's Spicy's.
It's disclosure.
Here's a PDF. You could read Spicer's financial disclosure.
This is bananas. I mean, disclosure means telling everyone,
Scaramucci,
right?
Scaramucci tweeted last night that he was convinced that Priebus was the one that leaked it. That's what that tweet was about.
Leaked his financial shit?
Which wasn't a leak.
It's disclosed.
Public disclosure.
Oh,
Mooch.
Hey, I get it. I get what's happening. You know, when you sent me that... was it that link about the horrible spider that was it a spider on the sliding?
I need more information.
Well, you sent me a link about some fucking story and you sent me the link. Now you didn't leak it to me because it's available to everybody, right? You just sent it to me.
The snake that tried to get on the boat?
Oh yeah. That
today.
Yeah. But that's not a leak, right? Because you're sending it to me the same way that Priebus sent Scaramucci's financials to some person, right?
Right.
That's
right.
Not a leak.
Correct.
Everybody, does he just not understand words and shit, this scary coochie? He's a fucking dick.
He insisted
like a real
that
dick.
The leak was a felony.
Fuck you.
These people are just accused people of crimes. Why can't they be sued for libel. Like when Trump accused Obama of a felony. There were a lot of legal experts that were like, Obama could totally sue this motherfucker.
What was the felony?
Putting bugs in Trump Tower.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Obama bugged my offices.
What about this? Is this? It would be a felony to found ISIS if you were the founder of ISIS. Would that be a felony?
Right.
Because he said Obama founded ISIS.
What about her emails?
Didn't he say that?
Yes.
And you fucking idiots voted for him. You're all stupid.
So then, according to the New Yorker, this let me credit this guy. This is an amazing fucking story. Ryan Lizza again. I'm sure he'll be on all the shows. He said, then Scaramucci said to him, "I've called the FBI and the Department of Justice." And quote, "Are you serious?" I asked. "The swamp will not defeat him," he said.
Oh, shit.
Breaking into the third person?
The swamp will not defeat
But
the
he
mooch.
Also might have meant Trump. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe yes. This guy meant, but.
They're
trying
bizarre.
To resist me, but it's not going to work. I've done nothing wrong on my financial disclosures, so they're going to have to go fuck themselves. I love this guy.
You're
from a theater standpoint,
oh yeah,
I love our new communications.
You're doing
director.
A lot of very Sopranos hand gestures. You need a pinky ring, Kate. Will you go to the costume department and tell them we need a pinky ring? Okay,
strap in for this one.
Strap it on.
Scaramucci said that unlike other senior officials, he's got no interest in media attention. "Quote: I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock."
I did not say that. He did not say that.
Quote. "I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock. Hey. I'm trying to build my own brand off the fucking strength of the president."
Oh, shit.
So he just admitted he's just trying to make himself bigger, somehow drafting behind Trump. That's
yes.
A really bad choice.
Go back
Mooch.
To the important point there. Can Steve Bannon suck his own dick? Can he? Because that is some yoga
maybe
shit.
Maybe he took some yoga at one point.
Everybody should take yoga from the guy Steve Bannon took it from, because if that guy's flexible enough to suck, that big fat Nazi fuck can fillet himself. Wow, that's a feat. That's impressive. That would be the most impressive feat I've seen from the Trump administration.
I mean, really have to
self-fillating.
Like, carve a trench, but from his moobs down past his gunt to try to somehow get his lips around that little thing.
Well, it must be a lot of yoga. Maybe he takes
maybe
Pilates.
Maybe goes backwards.
What?
Maybe he bends over backwards one of those Chinese acrobats.
Bridge pose. He's using bridge pose.
Reverse bridge pose.
No, that would be... That would be actually bridge pose, right? Because
oh, is that what bridge pose is?
Yeah, man. Reverse bridge. Whatever it is. It's bridge pose with a self-cock-sucking accent. I don't know what that is in yoga.
"I'm here to serve my country."
You're here to sound.
Then parentheses, Bannon has declined to comment.
Oh, yeah, no shit. Bannon's busy.
Steve, could you comment on Scaramucci saying you're there to suck your own cock?
You know, at Vile Experience, Bannon ain't going to comment.
Oh,
we ain't, if Bannon can suck his own dick, then Bannon ain't.
But this is great.
Coming around.
So Trump has pulled in yet another chihuahua that would destabilize the entire dog park.
Yeah, absolutely. He's fucking the dog park up.
So this little shitbag is going after Bannon.
This guy has...
Bannon!
Bad chi! His chi sucks!
Well, yeah, he's a... He really should have a pinky ring.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't know that he needs it. He seems very Soprano-y. I think if he was on The Sopranos, the director would be like, "Tone it down! It's not believable!"
He reiterated that Priebus would resign soon.
Ooh.
That might be the end, though. I mean, it might, because Priebus...
Yes.
And Paul Ryan have, you know, maybe swapped a little spit.
Are they scissor buddies? Yes or no?
They're buds from Wisconsin.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, they're both from Wisconsin.
So this really might be the Republican Party, the deep state, the rhinos.
Fuck you.
Might finally have had enough. If Priebus goes,
God,
and there's no establishment Republican influence in the White House anymore.
They're going to be like, how do we get anything fucking done, guys?
The Congress might finally say, wow, you know, this Russia stuff is a little troubling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to do it, huh?
Unless, of course, there's compromise on Paul Ryan.
Right.
Like some of the crazy rumors suggest.
Well, it's not even that crazy. There's that recording.
That's actually true, yeah.
Yeah, so shit. Who knows? Compromise up everybody's ass. Okay?
He thinks, Mooch thinks that Priebus is going to resign soon. Noted that he told Trump
Mooch
that he expected Priebus to then launch a campaign against him.
Launch.
Against himself.
Oh, okay.
Listen, look at this backstabbing little cunt waddle.
Dude.
He's barely hired and he's like, you better watch what Priebus says about me because, you know, he's going to try to get rid of me.
Oh, yeah. This is
God, it really is game of toilets.
It is fucking bananas.
Quote.
Yes.
He didn't get the hint that I was reporting directly to the president.
Because
usually the director of comms would report up.
Okay.
To the chief of staff.
Staff. Oh, I
who's
see.
Right. But he ain't. He's reporting directly to the Orange Wonder.
But is this Scoochie guy? Is Scoochie officially somebody? Or is he just a guy Trump has in?
No, he was supposed to wait until whatever financial deals were done. But I heard today that they officially proclaimed him, that he officially got the job as of yesterday.
He's more entertaining than Spicy so far.
This is spectacular.
He just told, he said cock block. He suggested Bannon.
Go fuck himself.
He'd suck his own dick.
Bannon's trying to suck his own cock.
He's trying.
Oh, more.
That doesn't mean he's doing it.
He didn't get the hint. I was reporting directly to the president, and I said to the president, here are four or five things that he's going to do to me.
Ooh, geez.
His list of allegations included leaking the Hannity dinner.
Oh, no.
And the details from his financial disclosure. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. It's proof that Priebus is the leaker.
He's building a case against Priebus.
Yep.
So Trump can say, hey, I'm letting this dickhead go. I'm going to hire somebody else. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, there's a chief of staff is not confirmed, right? Trump just hires whoever the fuck he wants, right?
Quote, what I want to do is I want to fucking kill all the leakers.
That's
and nice. I want to get the president's agenda on track so we can succeed for the American people.
Time out. Time fucking out. He didn't say that. He said, I want to kill all the leakers.
Quote, what I want to do is I want to fucking kill all the leakers.
Oh, my God. I want to kill all the leakers.
I'm ending up reading this whole thing.
Let me ask you something. Are you allowed to say that? I mean, can you say that? Can you say there's a group of people that I work with, I'm going to kill them?
He probably meant I want to kill all the leaks, but, you know.
I want to kill all the leakers.
That's what he said, according to...
Hey, listen, I know this is how Lizza. Words... The leakers are people that leak, who are people. And he said he just wanted to kill people that leak.
Where it depends.
Well, he's going to kill them. Isn't that disturbing to you? I'm going to kill all the leakers.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this loon?
He's awesome.
He's craptastic.
Ryan Lizza continues, he cryptically suggested that he had more information...
No.
About White House aides. Okay. The Mooch. Oh, he talks about himself.
The Mooch.
Third person.
God, he
and
is
he
a.
He calls himself the Mooch.
You're a douchebag. A douche. An amazing douche.
The Mooch showed up a week ago. This is going to get cleaned up very shortly, okay? Because I nailed these guys. I've got digital fingerprints on everything they've done through the FBI and the fucking Department of Justice.
Ha ha ha! Are they changing the Department of Justice to the fucking Department of Justice? Because I think that's a good call.
This is great.
They should call it that.
The writing's awesome.
The
what?
Fucking,
I interjected. What?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Well, the felony, they're going to get prosecuted probably for the felony. The lie detector starts.
They're going to hook up people in the White House to a fucking lie detector
know.
And they're going to say, hey! Are you fucking leaking?
It says, then he changed the subject and returned to what he thought was the illegal leak of his financial disclosure forms. I then asked him if the president knew all of this. Quote.
Yes.
Well, he doesn't know the extent of all of it. He knows about some of that, But he'll know about the rest of it first thing tomorrow when I see him.
Oh, shit.
Scaramucci said he had to get going. Yeah, let me go, though, because I've got to start tweeting some shit to make this guy crazy.
This guy is right?
So and that's when, minutes later, he tweeted, quote, "In the light of the leak of my financial info, which is a felony, I will be contacting the FBI and the Justice Department, #swamp, at Reince45.
Good Christ.
So this is the guy who talked to that asshole immediately before he tweeted that shit. This is spectacular.
So, it's not a felony. Anybody could do that. It's just out there. It's public information.
Oh, damn. He deleted that tweet within 2 hours.
Oh, you fucking dick.
I got to see it last night. I'm happy.
Oh, yeah. That is fucking amazing.
He posted a new one denying that he was targeting the chief of staff. Wrong, he said. Saying, tweet was public notice to leakers that all senior admin officials are helping to end illegal leaks at Reince45. So he was meaning, he's lying.
But Bannon is only trying to suck his own dick. He's not actually doing it. That's a big difference. You know, like, hey, Bannon, it's like what Yoda says. There's no try. Oh. There's only do.
This guy caught him lying. A few hours later, I appeared on CNN to discuss the overnight drama. As I was talking about Scaramucci, he called into the show himself.
Oh, my fuck. What show?
On CNN.
Holy shit.
And referenced our conversation. He changed his story about Priebus. Instead of saying that he was trying to expose Priebus as a leaker, he said the reason he mentioned Priebus in his deleted tweet was because he wanted to work together with Priebus to discover the leakers.
What a shitbox this administration is. I mean, what a colossal shitbox. Why did they get rid of Spicy? To me, it seems like Spicy does less damage than, I don't even know, what is this guy?
But then he backtracks and fucks himself. When I put out that tweet, I put Reince's name in the tweet. They're all making the assumption that it's him because journalists know who the leakers are.
Oh, shit.
Think about that for a second. They're assuming it's Reince because they know who the leakers are.
Oh, right.
So he's saying Reince is a leaker
in his denial.
And then he says, so if Reince wants to explain that he's not a leaker, let him do that.
If he doesn't think Reince is a leaker, why would Reince be in that tweet?
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. It's bananas. It's all bananas.
Scaramucci then made the plea to viewers, quote, let me tell you something about myself.
Yes.
I am a straight shooter.
Oh, okay.
No dribbler here.
Put it on my titties. God, he's a straight shooter.
I'm a straight shooter.
He just said that I'm going to fire everybody in the comms department.
This is great.
If you don't tell me who the fucking leaker is. So you're telling me you're some guy, you work in the comms department. I don't even know what they do. Communication. Sure. You got a family, got insurance,
they
got a whole thing.
Yeah.
Right. So now you don't have your job anymore because some journalist didn't tell him the name of one leaker.
Well, he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
It's an empty, ballless threat. He's not going to fire the entire comms staff and then blame. What is he going to do? Blame it on a reporter?
Oh, yeah.
Because I put his balls in a vice and he wouldn't squeal. So y'all are fired.
I would say the early reports on this Scoochie are negative. I don't know if he's helping the administration. Of course, what does that even mean? What does that mean? Maybe this is help. This is glitter bombs and distractions.
Yeah.
Is Scaramucci going to be, do you think he'll eventually be called by Mueller to testify? I mean, he's.
Why?
Well, he's up to his dick and all this shit.
Well, he's already in trouble. He's being investigated already for dealing with the Russians.
Do you think?
With sanctions in place, right?
When Trump's said and done, all this administration is done, and he has 2 terms in office. Ha ha, just kidding.
I saw some scary comments this morning about, I'm going to be voting for him in 2020, 2024, 2028.
Oh, God.
So they're saying we don't like America anymore. We're getting rid of the rule of law. We're getting rid of the 26th Amendment.
He's doing everything that people said Obama was going to do.
Yep.
Obama didn't do any of that. And by the way, which administration had more investigations, do you think? When it's all said and done, do you
convictions?
Think, yeah.
0.0.
What about Trump?
0.0 indictments to the Obama administration.
How do you think it's going to go with Trump? Do you think there's going to be more or less? We don't even know.
We're only 6 months in.
Dude, we don't even know. There's no governing going on. There's nothing. Right. And when there is governing going on, it's all bullshit. It's a voter fraud election based on fucking science fiction. Healthcare, probably based on science fiction. There's no repeal. There's no nothing.
Right.
They want to debate nothing in private. That's bananas. Let me just...
Breaking news here at the Crab Diving News Studios.
Oh, shit.
Deep within the crab diving bunker.
Yummy.
Okay, let's stop that shit.
Yes.
The senators that we talked about earlier that were going to have a little pressy.
Yes.
Have had their pressy.
Hello.
And
that press conference.
Yes. Yeah, Senators John McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham, whose
right.
mellifluous tones we heard earlier.
Get me another Mai Tai.
And Rojo from
Rojo
Ron Johnson from fucking Wisconsin.
Hey, that's what they call Ron Jeremy. Rojo.
Yeah, I know. Senate Republican. Now four of them.
Oh shit.
And Senator Bill Cassidy.
Oh fuck.
Who, I gotta admit, I have no idea who the fuck yeah. Bill Cassidy is. I guess that's good. If he's a Republican senator, I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's good.
I don't want to know you. You're probably a turd.
But Senator Lindsey Graham said they convened their press conference. I don't think they're going to vote for the skinny bill. You might not even get to the lunatics over at the House. Quote, I'm not going to vote for the skinny bill if I'm not assured by the House that there will be a conference where my ideas and other ideas will be taken up so we can actually repeal Obamacare.
You know, Trump, three snaps in a Z formation.
Z snap from Lindsey.
Listen, Trump, you fucked up. You didn't make Lindsey feel special. See, his ideas aren't being heard.
And then he said, I'm not going to vote for a bill that has terrible policy and horrible politics
well, yeah,
just because we have to get something done.
Hey, dickhead, if the shoe was on the other foot or whatever, you would do it. You would do what Trump is doing.
The four senators have said they want assurances from House Republican leadership, including Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Okay.
That they will not just pass the bill, which Graham called a fraud. We're going to send this fraud bill down. They're just going to pass it. We don't want that shit. We want to be able to.
Well, you know.
Well, then vote it down.
Yeah. If it's a fraud bill, then you kind of. I mean, God damn, Lindsey, if you have any scruples, then you shouldn't vote for it.
I got to get audio for this.
Then you shouldn't fucking vote for it if you think it's a fraud bill.
They didn't specify what kind of assurances they're requesting. Lindsey Graham then said, it's like pornography. You'll know it when you see it.
Holy shit. Did he really
it's
say
like
that?
Pornography. You'll know.
Oh, we got a guy. There's got to be audio
that,
there, right?
That audio.
I need to know. We need a deeper understanding of what he deems pornographic and what he does not.
Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader over at the House of Lunatics.
Fuck you!
Wrote, while the last votes are currently scheduled to take place tomorrow, members are advised that pending Senate action on health care, the House schedule is subject to change. All members should remain flexible in their travel plans over the next few days.
What do you mean flexible? So like how Bannon is?
They
he can suck his own dick?
In the next few days. I have no doubt that these fucking assholes in the House will just pass whatever.
Yeah.
Just to get something done.
Right. So Lindsey and John McCain, they all have
they better vote no.
Yeah. But maybe they'll vote yes, because that's what this press conference is about. Laying out their intentions plainly
they
to the
American. They want assurances.
Then why don't you just vote no if you think it's a fraud bill? God, that's the only option unless you're a sicko.
God,
how are you going to vote for something that you know is fucking bullshit? And then you're going to trust you what the Freedom Caucus
well,
is doing right
fuck
now?
You, John McCain, with your noble speech, and then you voted yes to proceed to discussion. You could have forced the Senate to do the right thing you want, which is go to regular order on the bill by saying after your great speech saying no, But you said I, you asshole.
Because he needed to tell his dickhead constituents back home that he's doing something.
Party over country.
Oh, my God. Fuck you. Party over people.
Mm-hmm. We talked yesterday.
Yesterday's conversation.
When Schittler tweeted out his brand new policy of no trans people in the military.
Fuck you, dick.
And we talked about how we predicted, know that the Joint Chiefs of Staff don't know about this. You know the Department of Defense doesn't know about
it. He didn't say anything to anybody.
I checked with my generals and all of my advisors, and we're going to kick trannies out of the military.
God, Trump, you're such a fucking idiot.
And sure enough, it's exactly true. The DOD was like, what?
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff this morning came out and said, listen, nothing is changing. Twitter is not policy.
Right.
We have received nothing from the White House.
Yes.
That they want us to do and implement any kind of policy or anything like that. Hold tight.
Yes.
But he seemed to be erring on the side of, look, these people are serving honorably.
Right.
Why would we do this?
Why do we want to do this? What do we get out of this? I mean, it's just
amazing.
It's you know, the real horror in him doing that is just emboldens dickheads to commit hate crimes. To be mean to trans people, it emboldens them.
So there's more, you know. Another prediction we made here,
yes,
or something else we highlighted was the amount of time in between tweet one,
right?
Dot dot dot.
Oh yes, the ellipses
and tweet two, where he brought the hammer down. The tweet one was after consultation with my generals,
yes,
and military experts.
Ooh, yes.
Please be advised. Please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow dot, 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 dot.
Wait for it.
Oh, six dots. For oh, that
shit.
One.
Oh, my God.
And it took 9 minutes.
Yes.
In that time.
Okay.
The Pentagon was losing their minds because they thought he was going to basically declare war on North Korea.
Is that true?
Some officials at the Pentagon were reportedly concerned Trump was set to declare war on North Korea when he started tweeting about his plans for the military.
Oh, my God.
There were 9 long minutes between Trump's first tweet and the second, in which he said he had decided transgender people could no longer serve in the military. During that time, some people were apparently worried that Trump had Pyongyang in his sights rather than the rights of LGBTQ servicemen and women.
Oh, my God. This is a nightmare.
BuzzFeed reported it. The Pentagon, first of 3 tweets, raised fears that the president was getting ready to announce strikes on North Korea or some other military action.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? How could you guys elect this dude? I mean, take your fucking politics out of it.
Many said they were left in suspense for 9 minutes, the time between the first and second tweet. Only after the second tweet did military officials receive the news that the president was announcing a personnel change on Twitter.
So, like, what did they do in the interim? Did they start making plans? Did they start flipping switches and say, hey, guys, start up the battleships. We don't know what the fuck is happening. There must be some fucking protocol that they start up.
They were just waiting. Oh, my God.
I can't believe this.
Right. So there you go. The Trump's ridiculous tweets, that 9-minute gap between the first and second tweet.
How do we?
People over at the DOD were like, holy shit, you think he's declaring war
on
North Korea?
Well, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities. I mean, he fucks with them all the time on Twitter.
Fucking, what's his name? Lunatic, John Bolton.
Yes.
Is out there saying, let's take him out. Let's bomb him.
Why?
I think they think that the giant cock of America
will be
able to cock slap all of their shit down. He doesn't give a fuck about South Korea.
Isn't Iran, our experiment we did with Iran where we killed, you know, 250,000 people, blah, 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 blah,
Iraq.
Blah. Iraq. One letter, okay? don't you think that experiment with preemption was a failure? And why the fuck would we want to do that with North Korea?
People made a lot of money.
And what'll happen to Seoul? It's gonna get fucking leveled.
I really don't know how. They already have nukes, and they already could easily blow up Seoul. So why Why is all of a sudden the fact that they might finally develop a missile that could reach us? Oh, well, now we're concerned, and now we need to start a war that the most, by far, damage that will probably be suffered is South Korea. So are they saying, well, fuck them. It's more important for us to protect ourselves from that lunatic. You know, if a couple hundred thousand of you people die, we don't care. America, right. you're not going to nuke us.
But South Korea is our ally, right?
Well, who's our ally?
Who knows?
Right,
yeah, you're right. That's a good point. But shouldn't it seems like our relationship with South Korea, that should dictate our relationship with North Korea. We shouldn't be operating independently of South Korea because they're the one that's going to get fucked. That would be like if Germany said, you know what, we're going to fucking bomb the shit out of fucking Mexico, but we're not going to ask America how they feel about it or Canada or something. It's bananas. It's nuts.
It's nuts.
How are we all supposed to exist on this globe with this dickhead with his finger on the fucking button? God, he must have freaked people out with that Twitter.
And then continuing this fucking Sopranos theme.
Yeah, right.
It comes out today that, you know, not only did Trump
go fuck yourself,
hate tweet Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska. Yeah. She let the American people down very bad.
And then some other creep says something to her about snatch. We use the word snatch or something.
Oh, that's, yeah.
What a creep.
Snatch a nut from their butt or something like that?
It was this Republican
really weird
from
phrase.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Buddy something, a real creepo.
Buddy.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving and figure out what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's all very strange.
Yeah. It's weird, man.
Lawrence O'Donnell played that clip last night.
Yes.
And Lawrence O'Donnell was like, somebody please explain to me what this man just said.
Ha 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 ha.
Like snatch a nut from their ass?
It's supposedly a Southern saying. Everybody says it down here.
Oh, I've never heard of it before.
I have never heard of it either. I'm from here. I don't know what anybody's fucking talking about. Snatch a nut from her ass, boy.
Snatch a nut in their ass. In their ass.
Oh, yeah.
An interview with MSNBC representative Buddy Carter
from
Georgia. Oh, God, I hope he's not related to Jimmy.
There's no way.
Defended Trump's Twitter attacks on Lisa Murkowski, saying, quote, somebody needs to go over to the Senate and snatch a knot in their ass.
Snatch a knot. Now, the word snatch.
Well, here's a translation.
Okay.
For those of you who are not fluent in the lingo of the Deep South, to snatch a knot means to smack someone.
He's going to hit him. Why didn't he shoot him like that other senator?
Spanking.
Why are GOP people so fucking violent?
Well, right.
The other one wanted to shoot somebody and then
settled things Aaron Burr style, that fat fuck Blake Fahrenthold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then this guy. I'm going to snatch a knot in your ass. Sound bananas. I don't think a lot of people say that. I've never heard that.
Before.
I grew up here.
Apparently it means to smack someone.
How nice.
Snatch a knot means a smack, so you can snatch a knot in their face.
I'm going to snatch a knot in your ass.
I'm going to snatch a knot in your taint.
Why your ass? Why do you want to put it in her ass?
They're obsessed.
Why wouldn't I?
Completely obsessed.
They are.
What else is going on here? The Boy Scouts, the head of the Boy Scouts has finally actually apologized.
Yeah.
Chief Scout Executive Michael Serbaugh wrote a letter. I want to extend my sincere apologies to those in our scouting family who were offended by the political rhetoric that was inserted into the jamboree. That was never our intent.
Yes.
For years, people have called upon us to take a position on political issues, and we have steadfastly remained nonpartisan and refused to comment on political matters. We sincerely regret that politics were inserted into the scouting program.
Okay. You think that guy's like listening to Schindler's Speech and he's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You have to expect that, though. I mean, how do you... Did the president invite himself to the jamboree or did somebody...
No, it's a standing invite. Every president every year is invited.
They must have been
come
like...
Come speak at the jambo.
God damn, I hope he doesn't say yes. What if he says yes? What are we going to do? You think it'll be a fucking shitstorm? Oh, and yes, it was.
Yeah. God damn it, he said yes. Wait, what? He said yes.
I can't think of a worse role model for a young person than Donald Trump, especially a guy. Grab him by the pussy. I'm famous, I'm rich, and I'm going to kiss you, but you know what? You don't have any say in it. However, I will be nice enough to have a Tic Tac, and I'm grabbing your pussy. What kind of role model is that for young boys growing up? That's not good.
Yay!
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
That's right, baby.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Take that, God.
5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast.
I'm coming for you, Jesus.
4 to 6 here in the Lord's country.
Oh, shit. The Lord's country.
A new poll.
Ooh.
You thought poll. From Reuters.
Right.
And it ain't good. I did an actual LOL earlier.
Oh, God. You laughed out loud.
I did when I saw this one.
Right.
55.6% disapproval.
Oh, shit.
Of Schindler. And only 35.1%.
Oh, my God.
And has been dropping steadily the past several days.
Hey, GOP guys, when are you going to fucking impeach this dude? And by the way, when you do it, you can't be all sanctimonious about it, right? Can't make a big showing because you're late to the fucking party.
Yeah.
And you're being opportunistic. What's the approval rating again? I just forgot.
35.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 35%.
Is that good?
It's not.
But he won the popular vote. I'm supposed to believe that this cunt won the popular vote. Well, it was voter fraud.
I mean, but, Republicans.
Oh, stop it.
73%.
They're garbage.
Approve.
They're garbage.
23% disapprove. The first one has been declining. The second one has been increasing.
Okay.
Which is not the way the Republicans want that to go.
Of course not. But the Republicans are indeed garbage people that have suffered Schindler, put up with him at the expense of black people, at the expense of gay people and trans people and LGBT, because they don't give a fuck because they're garbage. Anyway.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Fuck them. We can't let them, like, they're going to, when they finally impeach Schindler, you know the grandstanding's going to be off the fucking chain. You know, Lindsey's going to make a big show of it. Ted Cruz, whoever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Look at me. I'm doing the right thing for the country. Fucking finally.
Let me see here. Democrats.
Fuck you.
That voted for Clinton. People that voted for Clinton.
Yes.
92.5% disapprove.
That's low.
4.7%. What is wrong with the 4.7% that voted?
Must be a dementia. Maybe they got bit by a tick.
Man.
They're having a mental episode. They have Lyme disease. It's fucking with their brain.
The thing that really should give Trump and the GOP pause and make us feel better is that of those that voted for Trump.
Yes.
Steadily over the past several days.
Okay.
His disapproval rating has been climbing. His approval rating has been declining.
Why over the past several days, though?
Well, since July 21st, so the last 6 days.
What's going on, Schiller? You got to turn this around, you know? Are you going to get impeached, you dumb dickhead?
I'll bet it's the Sessions stuff.
They start
going after Sessions, and they're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Wait, that's our racist, clanny, dirty, fucking homophobic dickhead boy.
So those who say they voted for Trump, he's in the hole. He's 55% disapproved. 41% approved.
That's how much he sucks. That is amazing. Ugh. Hey, and I want to know this. Schittler, God damn it. Where's the prototypes for that wall? I read a story.
I don't want to know that. But.
Oh, yeah, I do. I read a story, and it said the prototypes for the fucking wall between us and Mexico, they're delayed. Why? That was supposed to be important, and you were supposed to start on that right away. And you're fucking it up. I want to know where this fucking wall is, dickhead.
At Thread and Thumb tweeted, "We are treating the Boy Scout debacle as a teaching moment with the den." And that's what I've got a friend who's a Eagle Scout, and he's like the same thing. He's like, "Oh my God, we have to deprogram. We have to talk to the kids about this. This ain't right. This ain't normal."
You know what sucks?
Imagine the kids that were there. Imagine if you sent your kid to fucking Jamboree.
I'd lose my mind.
And suddenly he was turned into a Schittler youth.
Yeah. I'd lose my fucking marbles.
I might be suing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you sue for somebody trying to brainwash your kid into fascism?
I don't fucking know.
Thanks for the tweet, Marianne.
Yes, danke. But, like, you know what's sad about that is, like, isn't there some... Well, they're Boy Scouts, right? They're not Cub Scouts. They're not young, young kids, are they?
You know, 18. I mean, a lot of the Eagle Scouts are 17.
That is a good teachable moment. I mean, you know, you can say, hey, this politics... You're old enough. It's not like you're saying this is... Santa Claus doesn't exist. You know, you're 18.
It was the WWE for them, for these kids.
They were cheering.
Oh, yeah. Obama. God. Boo. Oh, awesome. We get to boo somebody. Boo.
Shit, man. You know, what a horrible role model.
He encouraged kids to boo the former president and the former secretary of state.
Dude, if you have a child, say you have a child that's 10, 11 years old. Do you let him watch Trump?
I'd lose my mind.
Do you let him watch Trump on TV?
No.
Because you don't know what he's going to say. Yeah. And he can say something inappropriate. You know, you don't want your... Did you ever feel that way with Obama?
Can you imagine? Right. You don't want to leave your kid alone in the room with Trump, let alone...
Of course not.
God, I mean, it's amazing.
Your daughter? Imagine you have a teenage daughter. You want to live him alone? You leave her alone with Schittler?
Trending on the Twitter, it's National Intern Day, apparently. Congrats, okay. Kate.
Yeah, thank you, Kate. Go get an extra treat. Should we get her an extra treat?
She's sleeping. She doesn't give a shit. God, we got a few minutes left here. I almost can't wait on this.
Yes. Oh, do it. Do it. Pull the trigger. God, Kate, you really are asleep. It's a show. You're supposed to be up doing stuff. You need a beer, don't you? Do we get you a beer?
Breaking news. The BBC. I just finished this one.
Okay.
The BBC.
Hello.
Has just sent me a message. That said, the U.S. Senate... Oh, well, they're doing other shit apparently at the same time.
Oh, okay.
You know this bill that they passed 98-2, I think, that imposing sanctions...
Yes, on Russia.
Iran, North Korea, and Russia.
Oh,
and
shit.
Also included provisions in there to make sure that the president can't undo, say, any sanctions.
Okay.
So this is a real shit in the face to this asshole in the White House.
It's a Cleveland steamer, baby.
Over at the House, they... fucked around with it a little and tweaked it and ended up with like 432-3, I think it was.
Oh my God.
So they passed it.
Oh shit.
But because they had changed it, they had to send it back up to the Senate.
Right.
And right now the U.S. Senate has passed the bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Despite White House objections.
So can the White House veto it?
But they every senator I've seen that they've interviewed, even Republican senators,
yes,
have said, well, if he does, we will override that veto. And
damn.
That would be fucking awesome.
Well, that means we're going to get the fist
to watch the Senate vote and all of his Republicans vote to say, fuck you, we are not sucking Putin's cock for you.
Oh, yes. Now, imagine the twit storm from...
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Oh, my God. That might mean Putin might release the pee-pee tape.
I would normally save this for Faithless Friday, but
But fuck it.
Because apparently we might get some Lori Baker in this clip. Jim Baker from the Jim Baker Show. We found out recently that there's a new line of food staying alive.
They did a show choir.
I got my food. I got my food. apparently.
Jazz hands.
This is some creepy shit, though, when it boils down to it. Hopefully, Lori will interject and make us laugh.
Yes.
But this is the same kind of shit we were talking about yesterday about these assholes who were somehow ascribing some kind of deification onto fucking Trump.
Oh, yeah.
He's anointed by God or a messenger of God.
He's chosen by Jesus.
It's so terrifying.
So he can do no wrong. He's absolute.
Right. And brainwashing lunatics to, if we remove Trump legally as president of the United States, they want to raise up arms because the Lord, it's the devil bringing him down.
They think that's their white Christian God, which is amazing to me because he is obvious. He doesn't know anything about Jesus. He doesn't know anything about the Bible or your fucking faith.
So
he's ignorant.
From yesterday's Jim Baker Show,
yes.
Hot off the presses, sitting next to Lori. Meanwhile, at the bottom, for $35 donation plus shipping,
oh shit,
you can receive the Trump Prophecies bundle, which includes 4 books.
How much is shipping?
For $35
oh
plus shipping.
Oh, my God.
Here's
what?
Jim Baker Horse. Warning what's going to happen. Well, apparently to us, Ryan.
No shit.
People that oppose Trump.
Oh.
The Trump Prophecies,
right?
Which is a hot, hot seller, brand new book, all about Trump, all about the prophecy that was like 2011 or something, right? Mm-hmm. When the first prophecy that he made about this, mm-hmm. and now he's giving new prophecy.
This is some charlatan he's talking about, some lunatic who was like, I totally predicted Trump.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Prophecy that he made about this, mm-hmm. and now he's giving new prophecy of what's going to happen next with Trump. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, God is doing.
She just looked at the camera. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We don't have video. When he said he's making new prophecies about Trump, she was looking at him and she looked at the camera like, oh. She looked at the camera and smiled and nodded oh, totally.
What's up with the God? Do you hear that?
God, it's so scary.
Trump. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, God is doing something.
Yes, he is.
God is speaking.
Yes, he is.
God is taking over. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't fool with Trump. You better be careful, because I want to tell you, there is going to be judgment come if America turns its back on what God's trying to do.
What does that mean?
That means God's mission is Trump, right?
Yeah.
Trump is God's. It's Trump. The savior?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Going to be judgment come if America turns its back on what God's trying to do. Because God is trying to save America.
Terrifying, right?
That really is nuts. That is, we have no separation of church and state. That's
there will
Iran.
Be judgment.
That means what? A pox on you? I get shot down with Jesus laser
beams? I don't
know. There's fiery.
He's trying to get old white people to buy food, buckets
of
food.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. He's like, if you don't support Trump and then also don't get out that credit card,
you're right.
You're going to be fucked.
Yesterday, we didn't finish. We had a, we were playing a clip from Alex Jones, who was saying that.
Yes.
Preparing that people got to get aggressive
right
in the face of this coup against Trump
and against Jesus.
Well, yeah,
duh. We got to get aggressive, Alex Jones style, baby.
And then he's getting butthurt.
Ooh,
that other places are playing his tapes. I don't know, like us,
yeah,
and accusing him of calling for violence,
but he. He does.
Well, right. So he said, you notice Newsweek said I'm calling for a violent coup. I want a civil war. No, I said they want a violent coup. They want civil war.
But that is true, though, right? He did say because the left is standing up to Trump and calling him out for all his bullshit, we're the ones that want the Civil War and the coup.
But then he contradicts himself in the next sentence. They want a civil war. Trump, his Justice Department, must move against the criminal preparations that are totally illegal. According to so many federal laws, it makes my head spin.
Does his head spin around like, when your head spins around, what are you? The Antichrist or what was that movie?
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. Is, hey.
Fuck you. Bro.
Alex Jones. And then he pukes. Alex Jones would make a great exorcist. Can you see him walking around all weird on all fours?
So here, I'm going to skip ahead a bit. We played the first minute or so yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com.
Brennan and Clapper.
Clapper.
Address the nation. He needs to point this out. And then we need to see indictments of these people. We need to see Brennan and Clapper indicted for sedition, indicted for treason.
Clapper is going on television and saying that he's terrified that the president is compromised. This is the former CIA director.
Yes.
Who is speaking out against the president. This asshole thinks he should be indicted for doing that.
Because he says it.
And then he says that they're trying to stifle free speech. Clapper is out there saying, this is what I think about the president. This fuckwad says, I want him indicted.
Right. And Clapper's allowed to say that. He can go on program. My God, maybe he's trying to do good.
He is. He's terrified that Trump's going to blow up the fucking country.
Alex Jones, are you not terrified that Trump is in bed with Russia? And, you know.
It's a lie.
That's right. Maybe we'll
see. Globalist.
Globalist.
Deep state.
Do you think we'll see these piss tapes now that the sanctions are going to go through? Please.
Oh, I hope. Russia's allegedly pissed.
I want that.
There's stories out that Russia is getting ready for these sanctions and is saying they may retaliate with their own sanctions, and that no more cake for you. No more. They're done. They're one of the Russians said,
yes,
this happens, and it's obvious that the normalization of relations will not happen at this time.
God, good job, Trump. Good fucking job.
But then Trump will be fired. By Putin.
Right.
And that's when we might see the piss tapes.
Please. Please.
Putin might decide it's better to throw America into chaos by throwing us into a constitutional crisis.
Yeah.
Now that he's not going to get his sanctions lifted.
We're going to see those in HD, in Dolby.
Indicted for multinational espionage. This corporate fraud's so big, they come in and take over your whole government and then try to get rid of your free press, get rid of your president. They can keep selling the country out. So again, we need everybody to understand this is hardcore, this is real, this is happening, and the danger is not spreading the word. They want to just calmly start talking about, the cops deserve to get shot. Yeah, we need to burn down the cities, we need to, kill some of these governors. Yeah, Trump needs to die. We need to have the military overthrow him. Yeah, he's
Who's
a Russian.
Saying
yeah.
any of this?
It's time for us bipartisanly to just kind of, it's no big deal, hey.
Who's saying any of this?
And who's burning down a city?
And we get to protest.
Right.
That's in the Constitution, you lard fuck.
And listen, lard fuck, no one's burning down anything, right? It's been...
The asshole does some burning, say that every single protest has turned into riots and shit burning.
They're peaceful. For the most part.
Hopefully that's what we want,
Everybody be calm when this happens, and we don't want the country torn apart. They're trying to get the talking points out for when they drop a 2,000-pound bomb on Trump, turn the air defenses off, and have one of their crazies they've already got picked out go in there. I'm telling you, folks.
What? Citations. Right. Give me your proof, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, dude, you're telling people.
They're going to turn off the air defenses. They've already got them picked. Let's hear it.
Right.
Show your sources, you fucking asshole.
And he's telling people to take action.
The sky's the limit. I bet they got pilots ready to get in Warthogs right now, somewhere in Virginia. You understand? The president needs to go in a bunker. He needs to declare this is going on. We're already in a civil war. They admit it. And
he needs to go into a bunker and declare the civil war.
What are these people going to do in Virginia when
us?
In their Warthogs. What are they going to do, bomb
us? Against us.
Yeah. No shit.
That's what he needs to go into a bunker.
The president needs to go in-
and declare a civil war against us.
God damn.
The bunker? He needs to declare this.
So who's calling for the violence? We're calling for the legal removal of a corrupt administration.
And really, I mean, you got to say the liberals' response to Trump has been measured. You know, I mean, speaking out and all that other shit, but it's been pretty measured. Don't you think the Black Lives Matter response to Trump has been measured?
Well, I think black people's response has been measured for a couple hundred years,
absolutely,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the left is not the fucking violent side, dick face.
Going on, we're already in a civil war. They admit it. And here's Clapper. And here's Brennan on the stage calling for coup. Here it is.
But this is where the work of Robert Mueller is critical to our future as a country, because I, you know, in some respects, we're a government and a nation in crisis right now.
You have confidence in this special counsel?
Absolutely.
You both worked with him.
So Brennan is like, I'm confident that Mueller's going to get to the bottom of it. To Alex Jones, that's sedition.
How's that violent? How's that sedition?
For a long time when he was head of the FBI.
Absolutely.
That's Wolf Blitzer, by the way, asking those hard questions.
It was an inspired choice.
They don't come any better.
And nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated by any.
And if he's fired by Mr. Trump, or is tempted to be fired by Mr. Trump, I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough and stop making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough.
Wow, listen to these guys calling for violent armed revolution, Ryan.
God, they sound very boring. They sound... They don't sound violent at all.
Or things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
That's Alex. Alex Jones in the background.
Alex is funny. You got to say he's funny.
Or things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
If he's fired, system. And he's the president of the United States, so he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
Well, first of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about.
Oh, and there he is.
Jeez.
That's it. Right. Refusing orders. That's insubordination. Oh. Shoot him. Hang him.
I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, that Republicans and Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake, and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.
So he wants an executive branch coup.
What? Did you hear any of
this? No, not at all. They're like,
everyone is supposed to, an illegal or an immoral order, even in the army. They're supposed to deny that and say, no, I do not have to follow that.
Right.
So these servile boot-licking scum fascist cunts like this guy are just like, you should follow whatever the president says.
God, that's... You know what I don't understand about Alex Jones? Wolf Blitzer's like, enough is enough. And he's like, enough is enough. Is he sort of inferring that all these guys are pencil-neck dweebs, that kind of thing?
I get the former head of the CIA.
I think that's what he's saying. But
Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake, and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.
So he wants an executive branch coup, and he's saying we've got McCain, we've got other people on board, the Republican leadership, to then call out the Freedom Caucus and the American Restoration Groups. And notice, again, he tries to sell it like it's a good thing. They're the ones illegally spying on the Trump campaign.
Well, citations.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, show me the evidence of these fucking wiretaps.
And illegally fixing the polls and illegally fixing...
Citations!
That voter fraud commission!
Who illegally fixed the poll?
This is is it a trope? Is it a trope that there was voter fraud? Is that a Republican trope? Like, just bullshit. They always say voter fraud.
Well, he's saying the polls.
So what does that mean? What do you mean?
I mean, the thing that they usually squeal about is that They cheated Bernie. Look at those evil Democrats, how they cheated Bernie out of the nomination.
Right.
But where is the tiniest bit of evidence that the liberals cheated at the polls? He's got to be talking about the millions of illegals and dead people that voted.
Like in California.
Again,
that
citations.
Don't exist. I mean,
they're the ones illegally spying on the Trump campaign and illegally fixing the polls and illegally fixing...
Fuck you, Hillary. Fuck you.
They've all been caught. They're discredited. They have no evidence of this made-up Russia crap. Other than the Trump's trying to find dirt on Hillary. Good. That's what we need. Trump said, give us the WikiLeaks emails if you got them. Said that on the stage. It's not hiding it. When we come back, Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun.
There you go.
God damn.
Trump needs to get into a bunker right now and declare himself... declare that a coup has taken place.
Oh yes,
and that we're in civil war.
Oh, I love it. That's perfect. My God, that's bananas, man. He said he wants to. On one side, the lefts are dweebs and they're ninnies, and on the other side, they're violent. They're calling for a violent civil war.
Yeah.
So which is it? I guess it could be both.
And then you see that the little thug had his little shit can fuckwad, Ryan Zinke,
Bleh.
Department of Interior secretary, who wants to privatize all of the national parks
and
make sure we put up some oil derricks right next to Old Faithful.
Oh, great. Yeah, perfect.
Big sign says, owned by Exxon.
Yes, let's ruin everything nice in this country. Let's take a shit on it.
Trump had his little consigliere, Zinke, call up Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
And threaten her and say, by the way, you know, these energy contracts, these drilling contracts and everything, they might be a little affected if you don't vote for the health care.
Didn't his dad come from a organized crime background? Didn't
Zinke?
No. Trump's father.
I don't know. I mean, there was allegations. But Trump with the casinos was allegedly all mobbed up.
He really does sound like a mobster. Like he's leaning on a senator.
Yeah.
God.
And she was kind of like, she got just elected. She's got six years. Basically, she's like, I'm going to be around.
Yeah.
Trump might not be.
Yeah.
And at the end of his term, I'll still be here.
Yeah. Don't snatch a knot in my ass.
So she's like, fuck you. And another report was that 0.0 people fear Trump now.
Right.
As far as
legislators,
as far as in the Senate,
yeah, he's on the way out.
One senator was quoted as saying, "Even the pages."
Are you worried that if he's on the way out, that God will fuck us up?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's going to be judgment.
Oh yes, yes.
We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com. Thanks for joining us here today. Buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter or the Instagram and go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yay. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.